Lo sentamos, Cam.
The Gemara on Tamach Zayin and Beis brings down the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Whether or not Nisim Tamach Gam is Mutter Aser. Das Rav Meir, Nisim Tamach Gam is Aser, and Das Rav Shimon, it's Mutter. And Shaila is had a darsh in the pasuk of Leisechel Kol Nevel Al Gerish B'Sharecha Tendena V'Achalo. Now Rav Shimon darshins that Nevel Shein Aruya Lager, Kuliyama really, Nevel Shein Aruya Lager is Leishmei Nevel. The question is, when did it become in Aruya Lager? According to Rabbi Shimon, it became enruy, even after it became an avela. If it became enruy leger, it's going to be mutter. Dainu, an avela, which became saruach legamri, and is not roi lachila bakhlal, is hutar, and it's mutter to eat it. Mashenkin, according to Rabbi Meir, dafka, before it's chal, the nisr avela, it became saruach legamri, dainu, who became, was a mukashchenu kedoimen, and it doesn't have a shame, maichel. Only then is a mutter because it wasn't chal lechatchil of the shem nevela. But kama that it was chal the shem nevela, it's not shaykh to be mafkiya the shem nevela. It becomes in a ruya. And the chur is a svarach itzayna lechur should be like Rabbi Meir. Tainu kol kama in a chanami that something became pogum lagamri and it's in a ruya lechilo. But how is that mafkiya the heter on the etzema on the chefza the yisura? You write that the tam of the chefza is in a chanami, it's a ruach legamri, and it's pogum legamsin, and therefore it doesn't have an isra on the tam. But the chefze the isura, who matter the nevelo? Kokama, it says the man, the only time that it can be mutter is kokama that it's not chal the isra nevelo, because it was already through up by the time it became a nevelo. Kokama that it wasn't nevelo, then in a chanami, it's not shaykh to be mafkiya the isra nevelo. L'chur, that's the mashmois of the ritva also. Ritva tainas, the Gemara says, we pass him like a Stam Mishnah. In fact, the Rishonim, why do you have to pass him like a Stam Mishnah? There's no one that's Chelik B'chol. Everybody agrees. It's not even a Stam Achag Machlekes. We don't have any Machlekes over here. Says the Ritva, no, we do have. We have on Samach Zayin and Beis, we have Dasar Meir, that also Stam Lefgam is Aser. And he says, Mistavr Taimi. The fashion should be is like a mayor. Why is it a sabra time? Because how could be mafkiya the shame iser of a chifetz? Mamil, you have to go pass in hochi yelchus, so I'm going to view the mashmul hochi yelchus, so the next time lefkam is taka mutter. So the mashmois is al derech. So if we want to tell like the ritva, that the Elmusa at the end of Nidorm, the second parak Nidorm, the time is that every, even chazer and avela, all these yisurim, our bets of not Isser Chefzes was Isser Gavro. So in Imkram, you can tell now that the whole Isser Gavro is only Kokama that there's such a taste. There's no Isser Be'etzim on the Chefza. It's only on the Gavro that's eating such a thing. But it's Kokama that there's a town. It's not on the Etzim Chefza. Then it would be Gishmak. The only problem is Rav Yishayim hold not that way. Not everybody holds that Isser Nevel, Isser Chazes, Isser Chefzes, not Isser Gavro. The Chur of the Mashmais is, like we saw in the Rochonon at the beginning of when we started learning, by Gino Noshe, by Perikin Noshe, the Rabbi Chonon Taimes, that it's Muchach, that the whole Isser of Isuri Achila that the Torah gave is Dafka, even the Isser on the Mamoshes is only because of the Tam. And Gokama, that there's no Tam, then there's no Isser on the Mamoshes also. It says, Horai, Gino Noshe. The Loch is by Gino Noshe, the Gemara says, Eitzu Vateras Vasa. Even though there's no Tam, Ein Begidim Reisim Tam Vipaskin, Gino Noshe doesn't give Tam, nevertheless, it's also material because Xeris HaKosiv, that it's also material. Vice versa, that if you didn't have Xeris HaKosiv by a Dover Shiner that doesn't give Tam, then in a Hanami, it's not going to be Mutter. Mimela Kol Kama, you have an Isser which Be'etzim gives Tam, and for some reason it's not giving Tam now, the Hainu, it's Ruach HaKansin, or it's Nisyavish Ke'etz Ukidayimah, then in a Hanami, it's going to be Mutter because the Torah only asked the Mamashis because of the Tam. Kokama that there's no tam, and nafli yisur, nafli abin. There's no tam, then there's not going to be an isur on the mamash has seen it. L'chur, that's pshat in Rabbi Shimon. The only thing is, it seems from the Gemara that the pashat is not like Rameir. Because the Gemara asks, my time is Rameir. Blani, that any time that the Gemara says, my time of a certain man da'omar, means that the other man da'omar is bar pluktei, is the pashat. That's why you asked on the my time during mayor. So the fact that Gemara asked my time during mayor, then the Chorot Mashmoy says that the Pashtus is that Noisim Tam Lefgam is, it should be Mutter. The Svarach Yitzayin is that it should be Mutter. And we're asking what's Pshat Rameir. That's not fair because Gemara also asked my time during Shimon. Gemara asked Sai my time during mayor, Sai my time during Shimon. The whole Gufa Kasha. What's Pshat? Mamanu Shach. What's the Svarach Yitzayin now? The Gemara never does this. Gemara never asks my time on both of the Bal Plugtin. It's either my time of the person that's a chiddush. Either one or the other. One of them is a chiddush, one of them is not a chiddush. What's the svarach concern? Well, come that you're asking my time of the Rebbe, vice versa. The svarach concern is like Reb Shimon. So why are you going to ask my time of the Reb Shimon? Elamai asking my time of the Reb Shimon. So why asking the Rebbe? And this, you could also ask lechera. Another thing that has to be mevar is what is the svarach concern of bechlal benegiat the tam? Is the svarach concern that the only thing that the Torah asked was tam l'shvach? But if it's not tam l'shvach, the hainu, let's say it's neutral tam. It doesn't give tam loy l'shvach or loy l'fgam. What's going to be in such a case? What's the svarach concern? Is the svarach concern the Torah only asked tam which is meshuva, or memelech olkam that it's not tam l'shvach and not l'fgam, then it's going to be mutter? Or no? Any tam the Torah asked me. When you have tam l'fgam, it's mafgia the iser, and therefore there's no iser anymore. There's really two echatimtzes of how something doesn't give tam. There's one echatimtzah, either it's neutral, it gives tam, just the tam is not l'shvach and not l'fgam. Rice. You don't spice it. It gives tam. It's like neutral. It doesn't give very much tam, the teva or the...
My rice has a taste.
Okay, I'm sorry. It does have tam.
It's
but it doesn't give a tam, the shvach, or the tam lafgam. And a tariv is, it doesn't add a specific tam, the shvach, or tam lafgam. You spice it, it's very delicious, like many things. However, or do you say, another hechatimtza is, if it doesn't give tam bechlal, something which is nisyavish ke'et, Gidanosh Makhlal doesn't give any tam. There's a cluster. Something else which is Nisiyavish Ke'et is totally dried out. And it doesn't give any tam whatsoever. Not Lefgam, not Leshvach, and not neutral. It doesn't give any tam. That's also a Hechatimtza of something which doesn't give tam Makhlal. There maybe it's a little bit lighter. There it's Makhlal, there's nothing there to give. There's no Isser. Kokam, they tell me the whole Isser is a tam. Here there's no Isser Makhlal. But something which is neutral tam, then you have the Shaila. What's neutral tam? Is it that any tam is Usser unless the Ter is Mafkiyat because it came Lefgam? Or no, the only thing that Torah asked is tam mushbach. So which is not mushbach is not going to be awesome. Now, the etzem heter that we pass in the ma'aseh like Reb Shimon, hochi hilchosa, and that's how we go la halacha. Also, generally that's, we pass in like the Gemara, most occasions, when the Gemara says hilchosa, that's how we pass in halacha la ma'aseh. That noisim tam lavgam is mutter. Now, what does this mean that it's mutter? When we say that a nevela masrachas is mutter, does that mean it's mutter midaraisa and midarabadam? Or is it only mutter midaraisa and midarabadam is going to be usr? It says the Minchas Kayin. Minchas Kayin, Chelek Aleph, per Tes and Yod, he handles noisim tam lavgam. He sets up the sugi very nicely. The Prima Gadamos, he handles it at the beginning of Kuv Gimel. So, the Minchas Kayin tainas that the mashmois, even though maybe the mashmois of the Rajbo, the mashmois of the Machaber is, that it would be mutter and gansen. However, the Rambam says lehedya that it's aser. He says in Perak Yudal Rechas Machos Aseres Halacha Yud Aleph, Ochal oichel ha'aser achar sheisriach vehivish ubatul meachol adam. It's bottle from meichol adam hariza potter. So it's medui hariza potter. It's potter avol aser. But there's still going to be an iser derabanan. Dahainu that in a chanami midaraisa. Was spoke at the shem nevela, but midrabanan kol kama that you're eating a dover which is a nevela, then in a chanami it's going to be aser. Maybe al derech that we saw in a gate of gelatin with such a tzad that any karnayim tlaflayim that the Rambam says is going to be aser, we say that it's aser vein leikin alav. Can then it's aser midrabanan? Why is it aser? It says Ramesha, it's not clear whether or not the Rambam means midaraisa midrabanan. Dainu in a chanami that midaraisa doesn't have any tam. Can then midrabanan? Chazal said vibalt it's lemaisa nevela or it's behemoth mea. Then in Chanami, even though Midaraisa is a heter, Midarabana we're going to answer it. However, the Pri Chodesh says, that which the Rambam answered, he says, Potter Aval Aser, Potter Meduik Aval Aser, is Al Tzaitig Aser, of Balta Shakso. In Chanami, Midaraisa, Midarabana, there's no Isser Nevevel whatsoever. However, there's a problem with Balta Shakso. What's going to be the Nafkamino? Says the Prima Gadol. Nafkamino, Ken Zayin is, in a book, he says, but Nafkamino is, can you be Ma'ariv this Lechatchilo in a Tarevis? A daughter which is Saruach in Gansen, Nevela Surucha, can you be Ma'arav in the Tarevis and be Mavavad Echatila? If you hold that the Issa Derabanan Nevela, so Nechanami, even Issa Derabanan, we saw in Tzadi Tess, hey, you're not allowed to be Mavavad Echatila. Masha'inkin, if the whole Issa is only Al Zbalta Shaksu, then you get time Al Derech Sakana. The same way that we saw with Sakana, they can't say if you're Mavavad Issa Sakana Echatila, Mashmoy is the Piskechuva and Kufte Zayin, because the whole problem is if you taste something, then there's a Sakana. Kokami, you don't taste, there's no Sakana. There's no Isr be'etzem. If there is sakana, then it's also for you. So a meal kokama you don't taste it. There's no sakana. It's not asr. So to over here, kokama that the whole isr is about the shaktsu. So it's a dover al mois. Kokama that it's not mois is no isr about the shaktsu. It's not isr be'etzem. It's only kokama that it's mois to you. You're not allowed to eat it. Kokama that I'm in this arid. I'm arid in something else in a chanami. There's no. It's not mois anymore. It's not a problem. In a chanami, can anyone be? If the iser is only iser al tamois, then however you don't need shisha maklal. Kokama that you get rid of the fact that it's not mois anymore could be in.
That's why the gate is not
on.
Why the
gate is
there?
No, so in a chanami, can zan that the iser derabban is not specifically in the case of mois. Iser derabban is any dover which is an avail of that kind of heter. Karnayim, things that are not really lechina. Anything which is not really lechina, vibalta came from the vela, therefore, karnayim is not mogis betzim, which is not really lechina. So, well, in that way. Says, if you look there in the Minchas Kayin, so he says, the mavur in the sugya, that there's really three types of, that's all b'negiyat to Isser, Isser Darais, Isser Abana. Now, b'negiyat to Noisit Hamlafgam, we have three different chalokim in Noisit Hamlafgam. We have first of all, Noisit Hamlafgam, which is Be'etzem pogum, pogum mit klasa akbar, zvuv, dvar mu'usim, shkotzim, shenafshim, shalotim, kotzavim. These things are asr, are pogum mit klasa v'atzeifoy. Then we have things that were lechatchilo, they were leshvach, and then they became lefgam. For example, nevela srucha. It started off delicious steak, and afterwards it became moldy, and it became seruach en rilagir. Similar to that is also, al derech zeh, is the kederi shena ben yemei, shena bas yemei. Okay, something which is not ben yevoi. It started off the bliyas lechatchila were leshvach, and after that they became lefgam. And the third case that we have is a case of chaymus asesh brisim. Something which be'etzem is mushbach even now. It's not that it lost its good tam. It is mushbach. It's be'etzem mushbach. The only problem is when you ma'arv it together with something else, then it ruins it. Mushel that I like to say is like tuna fish and peanut butter. It's two things that may be delicious together, but when you put them together, delicious separate, but when you put them together, they really are pashtas poigim each other, and they really ruin each other food. The Gemara's example is chaymus asesh brisim. And the Shem is, where's the makar for all these halachas? We only have lachur one makar for the din of Neisat Hamlafgam, and that is Nevela. Nevela is talking about Seruach and Gansin, became totally ruined. Something which is, maybe you could even fit into there, Seruach and Gansin, Achbarim, Zvuvim, we'll see, Machlag Zushini maybe, that maybe they're not going to be awesome because there's Nafshe Sholodim Kotzabahim. But something which is not Nafshe Sholodim Kotzabahim didn't become an Avela Masrachas. Where's the Makar Bechlal that such a thing should be awesome? Mamela, Kidei Rishina Bas Yerima, which is not Tzuruk and Gansin. It's just not Nesin Etam Leshvach, it's only Nesin Etam, it's Pogum Ktas. Where is such a thing going to be mutter? And Kol Shekein, the last case, we have chaymitz and such greasin, that be'etzem the chaymitz and the greasin are both delicious. It's just when you put them together, all of a sudden you have a problem. So because you decide to put tuna fish and peanut butter together, all of a sudden, now it's going to be mutter, now it's poigimit. Each one will be able to answer my best is good. It's not pogum whatsoever, the flaw. Me'echet tasty together, we're going to have a heter just because it's poigim that there is. So the truth is that really the Rishonim already has the shayla. The Rishonim are medayek. Rashi says that pegima, the pegima that we have, you don't need to be pogum and gansin. Even if it's pogum only a little bit, that's enough that it loses its shame when it's tarivis. It doesn't have to be pogum and gansin. Even if it's pogum just a little bit, that's also enough that it has a din of neisat hamlafgam and it's going to be mutter. And that's how most of the Rishonim go. That's Mavur really from Chemitz HaSech Grisin. It's Mavur Shigamar really. Chemitz HaSech Grisin, it's not Pregim and Gantim. And never less it's Mutter. That's the Rajba brings that to Misraya and Mishmar Sabayis. And he has the Shayla. Frek the Rajba, Frek the Ran. What's the Taka the Pshat? Lachur, if the Raya, if the whole din of Neisat Hamlafgam is Nilmud from Nevela, Lachur Nevela is Saruch Lagamri, where do you have a din, where do you have a Raya to the cases of or Chaimus HaSech Grisin that is not Mushbach in Gans, it's not Pogum in Gansin, it's just not so Mushbach. It's Pogum in a little bit. So the Raj was Mechalik, Sayin Chedushim, Sayin Teres HaBayis, Daf Yutes. He says, Bayis Dalet Shar Aleph, He says that there's a chilek between Isser Be'en and Isser Alidei Tarivus. Isser Be'en in Chanami, like Nevela, the only way to matter Isser Be'en is if it's Pokim in Eshem Meichel. If it loses its Shem Meichel, it's Saruch in Gansen, then it's Nifka the Shem Isser, and it will be Mutter. Masha'in Kain, something which is Betarivus, so then Kokamel, the Rashba learns, you have to have a Roiv. Kokamel that you don't have a Roiv, then it's kilu as if the isser ben. Anytime that you don't have a roiv, we look at it as isser ben. Because where do you draw the line? If you have 99% isser, and you put on a little drop of kosher lemon juice, so you have a tarevus here. You have lemon juice and a veil. And it's heter and isser. No, anytime that you don't have roiv heter, says the Rashba, it's kilu as if you have isser ben. Because that's better than what you have over here. Roiv of isser, kilu as isser ben. Kokama that you have isser ben, the only way to matter it is to become saruk legami. Mashenkin, it's b'tarivis. B'tarivis means that you have roiv heter. That means midaraisa b'atzem, the isser is bakal b'roiv. We have a zaytig problem that we hold tam kicker is daraisa, or darabanan, the Rashi machmer that it's daraisa, and therefore the tam itself is going to aser. The mail is up there, tam doesn't aser. Why? Because the Torah only asered a noisin tam. And this is not a noisin tam. It's not, I don't know, it's quagim. It's not noisin tam, it's quagim. So the Shaila is, where did he get it from? He's answering, we aren't tackling the Avon Nevela? We're not learning Avon Nevela? Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it's not there with the Nevela. Who says it? We see that from Nevela, that they're asking something which is even Saruch Lagami. Where is he coming from? So Prima Gadam has two tzadim to be Masbara. And one side, Itaka says, you're learning out of Nevela. We're going to go with the other tzad for now. He wants a taina that Ken Zayn at the limit is, where do we know Tom Kaker? What's his problem? Ve'etzem Isser is Batal Baruch. The only problem is we have Tam Kicker that tells me that even if the Isser is Batal, you have the Tam that you have to reckon with. And the Tam is not Batal Kokam that you can taste it. He says, where do we know that Tam is Kicker? From Mishras. From Nazir. Mishras or Ukid. Could mean Guliakum. Mishras. And Mishras is the heard by Nazir. Nazir Shashar Peter Bayayin, the halacha is that even though it's only Tam, nevertheless the Nazir is Chayav on it, so we see the Tam is Keker. So he says, Kenzan, we only have a Makar for Tam Keker by a Tam which is Mushbach. A Tam which is not Lashvach. You have no Makar B'chal, there is such a thing as Tam Keker. The only thing that the Torah answered is, Fakir, you're always learning that Be'etzim Tam is Asir. And you have to be able to, when it's Lifgam, when it's Lifgam, it's Poka Lashim Isir. He's saying, no, the only Isir that there is by Tam in the first place is Dafka Tam which is Mushbach. Tam which is like by Nazir, which is Tam Lashvach. Kokama that it's not Lashvach, since the Prima Gadim, in Chanami, if that's the Rashba, in Chanami, it's not going to be also. The only question is, like Reb Chaim asks, and Betz in the Prima Gadim asks the same Shaila, he says the Rashba holds, the Rashba we saw in Tam Kicker brings down the Ravid that asks, how come Tam is not Batal Chad B'Trei? Everything is Batal in a Torah Chad B'Trei. How come Tam is not Batal Chad B'Trei? Lemaisa, even if you taste the Isser inside, the Tam of the Isser inside the Tarevis, but you're tasting a lot of other things also. Rav of what you're tasting, the Tam that you're tasting is Tam Hefer. Not Tam Isser. Why isn't the Tam Batal Barav? Says the Rashba from the Ravid that Nikar Isser Ayodei Atam. Ti Mosai Dui HaKarosai. You're right that Midarais everything is Batal Barav. But that's only when it's not Nikar the Isser. But if you see a piece of Chazer in a billion pieces of Hefer, it's still not going to be Batal because it's Nikar where the Isser is. It's only when it's not Nikar this and then it's Batal. So Mamela says the Ravid, Kokama that you could taste it, it's kilo as if it's Nikar Isser. If you taste Isser, tasting Isser is kilo as if it's Nikar Isser. Once it's Nikar Isser, it's not going to be Batal. Mamela, Fekhtub Chaim, it was saying, what's Pshad in the Rashba? How could you learn out? Very good that the Tam is Tam Lavgam, but Lamaisa Tam Lavgam, it's Nikar the Isser. I date your Tam, it's Nikar the Isser, and the Isser is not going to be Batal. Kokama the Isser is not Batal, it's kilo Isser Be'en. In other words, according to the Ravid, Kokama that you could taste the Isser, then the Isser is not Batal. Kokama that the Isser is not Batal, it's kilo as if the Isser is Be'en. If the Isser is Be'en, then it's not going to have a Heter, unless it's Tzeruch and Gansen. If it's not Tzeruch and Gansen, it's not going to have a Heter. As he says, Elamai Zikr, the Rashba couldn't have learned like that. Those that learn the Neis Tam of Gam is Be'etzem is going to be Heter. He says a different shot. But the Prima Gadam at the beginning Kuf Gimel Esa Shaila, and he says that there, he says Yeshloim Rad Kol She'in Toyim Tam Mushbach Lav Hakarav Uberoy Ba'almad Betelu. Any time that you're tasting a tam which is not Lashvach, that's not considered Hakar. What was the old question that when you taste the tam of Gam, you still have a problem of Ti Mosi Zui Hakarav? So you're tasting the Isser. Sagt er nicht? Kol she'enei toim tam mushbach, lav hakarahu, u bereiv ba'alma v'teilu. Kol kamen that you're tasting a tam which is not a shvach, it's lav hakarahu. What's meant there? What does that mean? It's lav hakarahu. I taste it, I can tell that this is the iser. What do you mean lav hakarahu? The chori means that the whole problem is nikr ha'iser ayde atam. When it's nikr the iser ayde atam, then you have a problem. Over here it's not nikr the iser. Because the Torah never asked it as atam. The Torah only asked it a tam which is mushbuch. A tam which is not mushbuch, the Torah didn't ask her. Merely the tam that you're tasting over here is not a tam of iser b'chol. La bakaru, because the whole problem is that when you're nikr, the iser's nikr idea of tam. Here the iser is not nikr idea of tam. The tam that you're tasting is not tam of iser. The tam that you're tasting is a tam of iser b'chol. Ain't la bakaru. Merely the chanami is mi'bal to b'rei. The iser is mi'bal to b'rei. So according to him in the chanami, we're talking about the iser b'chol. The veil is that something which is bad, something which is all you think. The Ran, on the other hand, learned not that way. The Ran says that in the Chanami we talk of learning, are learning it out in the veil. However, it's the Ran over here on the base of the base, with Afi Arif, he says we are learning out in the veil. What's the limit from the veil? The limit from the veil is that something which is so saruach legamri that a person is not nene from, then in Chanami the Torah mattered it. There's no Isser whatsoever. You're mitzdar from the Isser, then the Torah, you're not nene from the Isser, then the Torah mattered it. Memelo, when it comes to Tam, Tarivas, then when Isser is giving Tam Pogum into a Tarivas, then you gain nothing from the Isser whatsoever. All you gain is that it ruined your Heter. It gave a bad taste to your Heter. Memelo, you're mitzdar, it's 100% tsar from this, from the Isser. You're mitzdar in Gansu. You're not nene whatsoever from the Isser. Because the Isser is not being moist of anything. All it is detracting from the Tam which is good. That's exactly like Nevela Masrachas. Nevela Masrachas, you mitzar. It doesn't taste good. You're not nene from the Isser. So to over here. Isser, which is Pogum, which is Poigim Yotarevis, you're mitzar from it. Even if it's not Pogum Agansi. It used to be that your steak tasted was 100 on your scale. Now it's down to 95. Lamaisa, it was Poigim. It was detracted from the Shvach of the steak. From the food. Mamela Kokama, that it detracts, that's considered that you're mitzdar from it. And the Torah only says that you're usher when you're nene to be nene from Isser. Well, if you're not being nene from the Isser, then in the Konami, there's no Isser. The Torah didn't answer. What's that? You have no nano. Mamela says the Ran, Kokama, that you are nene. Says the Ran, if the Isser was moisted to the mida of your heter, beforehand you had a half a cup of heter. And now you have 3/4 of a cup because the Isser was moisif in the kamas of the heter. Then in the chanami, if you are, he dans on this, he blives in Kedushim, he blives in Sarachim. But he says, yesh lodun, whether or not in a case where you're nene from the ribu yakamas of the Isser, even though it's poigim the tam, but if you wrap everything up in the Mishkan, is it worth it to you to be, to have more of the kamas? Would you rather have two steaks 95% taste or one steak 100% taste? If it's worth it, you have to have two steaks which are 95% taste, then in the chanami you're taken nene from the iser, and in such a case that you're nene from the iser, then in the chanami it's going to be aser. Even though it's playing in the tam, but you're nene from the iser. I don't know if it's subjective or subjective for each person individually. This is answering the question of even why it's only a pogum b'tzatz. Pogum b'tzatz, Machor, we see from the veil that it's only if it's Saruch Lagamri. And what's shot by Kedir Shein Ben Yoimim? Or Chamin Tzitzich Bisim, which is only pogum a little bit. These things that are only pogum a little bit, where's the Machor from the veil? The Teretz is the Machor from the veil, we see from the veil Yisayd. The Yisayd in the veil is, if you're mitzar from the Isser, then it's mutter. So to Avir, if you're mitzar from the Isser, it's mutter. The pagam is much less on the pagam scale. Mapish things, doesn't make a difference. Kokama that you're mitzar from the Isser, it's tethered. But maybe if you're not mitzar from the Isser, what's going to be the case of Mashvil when we say pogum? In the Chanami, in such a case also, Kokama. We'll have to get there. That's not the Kuda that he's trying to ask. That he's trying to give us. Once it had a shame iser, Kokama that it had a shame iser, so it depends what the case is that had a shame iser. We have to see. We'll see at the end by Chalm Shetai Priestin exactly. It depends what type of shame iser it had before. The shayla is, what's pshat in the Ran? Very good that your nene hanois meayim. You have hanois meayim. You have you enjoy the fact that you have two steaks that don't taste as good as your one steak. But in that's lachera zaytigano. The hano that you're getting, the moedid always of iser is the tam of the iser. Are you tasting tam iser or is the tam pogum? What's the difference that you have more iser? I have more. I'm nene from the ribu de kamas. The chur shouldn't be milu merit clapping the tam. The mice of the tam is poivin. It will start off at 100 and now it's down to 95. Very good. I have a zaitiga nukudo, a zaitiga revach, that I have more kamas. Why is that? Why is that milu merit b'chal? I saw the Aruch HaShulchan Taki says that's pshat the Raz on the ran. He says that that's a zaitiga harvachal. But the whole moedid is only the tam. The tam. It's all totally in the tam that a person of b'shat achila. Can you read? Before you have to say b'das the ram. Those that heard Ramesh's chavura on Tuesday, Wednesday, when you were heard such a yisoyed l'chayra, I think that there's according to the ram that the nidin is not just the tam of the b'shat achila. It's also the nois ma'ayim. It's not the hanos achich, hanos agorim. It's also the hanos that a person has in his mayim. Two things are nichol in the achila. The Torah always says, are you being nenef, to be the moided of whether you're being nenef from Isser, it's totally, it depends on two different things. The hanos agorim and the hanos mayim. And you always have to put the two things on a scale. And if at the end of the day, you have more hanos from the kamas than you have from the fact that then you have tzar, from schar mitzvah kineged hesed, it's always the schar of the kamas kineged the hesed of the tam. You have to always be weighted the two. And if at the end of the day, objectively, it's most people would rather have more of a tam which is pogum tzas than less of a tam which is 100% rain, then in a chanami that's going to be considered as if you were nene, and therefore the Torah, still would have iser Torah. It was loipok at the shem iser machla. L'chur, though, according to this, it's only dafka if you have a hana, which is a hana in the achila. Dainu, either hana in the tam, or hana in the hana in the smayayim. But for common, then, it's a zaitiga hana. For example, you'll be able to sell it for more. Something happened that you could sell this thing for more, because of the issa that's inside. Why? Because it has, who knows what, and it's gold flakes inside. That came from, I don't know. You could sell it for more. It doesn't change the taste of well. In a chanami. That's a zaitiga harvacha that a person has because of the iser, and in a chanami that is not going to be a moedid whether or not it's considered as your mesar or your nene from the iser. We'll see that in the beginning of Kuf Gimel Beis Hashem. From Achur, according to this, it's not going to be shver. Reb Chaim, the Prima Galim's kasha, the chaykhoi chol yitan, that you're tasting the iser. Because in a chanami over here, you're not going to be tasting the iser. It's not aser b'chol. The tam that you're tasting, kokam that you're mitzar, so then you're not tasting it. The Torah didn't ask for such a taste. The Torah is only answering something which you're nene from. Kokam that you're not nene from it. Then you're chanami. The Torah didn't answer such a thing. But I saw in Mekiv Eger wants to learn l'chara a different pshat. It's in the Chedushim over here, and it's also in Tshuvas Kuf Samach Vav. Mekiv Eger can hear learn a different pshat in the Ram. And he says that the limud from Nevela is that when it's in Ru'i Lager, it's mutter. But when it's Ru'i Lager, then there's a problem of Achshavei. If you're going to go ahead and eat it, then Achshavei. Even though it's Pogum, Achshavei. You gave it a chashivas by the fact you're going to eat it, since it didn't become saruch lagamri that you can't eat it. By going ahead and eating it, there's an achshavin that gives it the shame of sin. Memela in a tarivis, kokama that it's nice and tam lasgam, there's no achshavin. Because all it's doing is giving a tam pavim. But if your nene, biribi midosai, you have another harvacha because there's ribi midah, then there's an achshavin in the achila. So they have achshavei to the iser. Kokama, if it would be mamash pogam and it would root it, then in a chanami. Then the chara there would be the fact that it's more important to you than ribu yakamos, that shows that this is a despite the fact that it's pogam, I'm achshavei to the achila, to the iser pogam, and it becomes aser. That means it's not needed, it's not totally in hanois me'ayim, since I have hanois me'ayim, and therefore it's gonna. That's the moedid of whether or not it's also. There's an achshavei. Since I have more of a kamas, therefore I'm happier with it. And if I'm happy with it, it gives it a certain chashivus. There's an achshavei which is going to answer it.
Is there anything that's going to be something which is
There could be the Zachshav even by someone which is Sarukh Lagamri. Now we'll have to see whether or not it's Shaykh, which is Pokha Yasurin Gantz, and whether or not it's Shaykh to give it back to the Shin. We'll see this also in Kubgim of Mishnah. The says Ruki Veger, a great Sechidish Lepidus. We always, the Ram time is against the Rajba, he's more Machmor than the Rajba. The Rajba says, as long as you have Bittul Barayv, it's going to be Mutter, you don't have to worry about the Tam, if the Tam is Pogum. The Ram says, that's not true. Even if you have Bittul Barayv, if you're Nenef and the Ribi at Tamas, you're running a Bittul Barayv. Before you had a half a cup, now you have 3/4 a cup, so you have a quarter more, so even though it's Bittul Barayv, but the Mice, you're Nenef and the Ribi at Tamas, it's going to be awesome. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's going to come out a big chiddush for this, according to the Ram. Even if you have roiv nisim, but if you're not nene from this ribi akamus, then inechram, and you're mitzara from it, then inechram is going to be mutter, according to the Ram. So we have a chumra and we have a kulam, because even if you don't be'etzim need roiv, and it's shaykh to have according to the Ram, but you always need a roiv to be mevatel. Mashingin according to the Ram, you don't need a roiv, and even if you have roiv iser, then if you're not nene from it, inechram is going to be mutter. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, if it is. He's Matar, it's a kasha that we asked in the beginning. We asked, what's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, my time of the Remeir, my time of the Rav Shimon. What's the Svar Chitzayna? Is the Svar Chitzayna that it's going to be, that it's, there's something that comes, but the Svar Chitzayna that it's also? Why are you asking my time on both of them? Says Rav Akiva Eger, I'll tell you what the Svar Chitzayna is. The Svar Chitzayna is that when you have Roiv Heter, the Tam is not going to answer it. Because it's only Tam Pogum doesn't have the Kerech to answer it when you have Roiv Heter. It's only just Tam and it's Tam Pogum. Mashenkin, when you have Rav Isser, the Svar Chitzayna is Rav Isser, he was, this is bad. So then it's going to answer. But according to the Ram, it's coming out that my place between Rav Shimon and Rav Meir is signed by Rav Isser and signed by Rav Heter. And in both cases, Rav Meir answers even when it's Rav Heter. Nevertheless, he's still going to answer it. Mashenkin, Rav Shimon that matters it even when it's Rav Isser. He says, Mamir, the Gemara asks, my time. My time in the Rav Meir that we answer it even when it's Rav Heter. When that Gemara says Guli Akum. Guli Akum is only Platus. It's for sure Rav Heter. Nevertheless, the Torah asks it. The Gemara asks, my time in the Rav Shimon. I don't Rav Shimon matter it even when it's Rav Isser. Her, there should be no Makar for such a thing. When that Gemara says, we see from Nevela. Nevela, even when it's Mamash Be'en, Kol Kamen that it's Tzerucha, and you're not, and you're Mitzahar from it, and you're not Mitzahar, didn't answer. However, it is a chiddush b'das Ran. Other achrenim maybe hold not that way. Maybe it's the dig chiddush Ran. One of it is also not that way. We'll have to see also. Meizar Shem Tzid Beis. Now the Prima Gadim says lachur b'toli this machlekes also of the Rashba and the Ran is another machlekes. There's a thesis in Samach Vavim and Aleph that handles whether or not. Yesh shahoyu mefarshim. The top of Samachov Menal. Yesh shahoyu mefarshim. The kol iser da'avi b'mashu lo yaminu beinayin tam lachgam b'dim. He says any iser which is tam which is aser b'mashu. Let's say chametz v'pesach is aser mashu doesn't have a heter of nayin tam lachgam. What's the svar? Why? Says the Prima Gadim. Who holds this way? It's a Rashba. The Rashba Tshuva Tov Tzadi Tes holds that something which is aser b'mashu is aser nayin tam lachgam. He says what's the svar in such a thing? It says the Prima Gadim, it's the Rashba that she tells him. The Rashba holds you always need Bittul Barayv to be Mavatla the Isser. Kokama that you don't have Bittul Barayv, so then the Tam is going to ask her. Mamela by Isser Mashu, you never have Bittul Barayv, because that's the whole Heft of Isser B'Mashu. The whole Isser of Isser Mashu is that there is no Bittul. Kokama that you have no Bittul, so then in the Kanam it's going to be Asr. Even Nisim Tam of Gam, says the Rambam, says the Rashba needs Bittul Barayv. It's just you always have Bittul Barayv. And the only thing that we're handling is Tam. But Kokama that you don't have a din of Bittul Barayv, and in Echanam, it's Tam Lechgam, it's going to be awesome. Mashenkin, according to the Ran, the Chor, like with Kivigar's Mazmer, according to the Ran, it doesn't only mean Bittul Barayv Lechal, but Mela, Isser Mashu is one thing, and it's Tam Lechgam is something else. If you look at the Minchaskain seemed to be trailing this Machlekes a little bit differently. He said that that's the Rashba that holds, that Nesan Tam Lechgam is going to be Asr, the same way that Isser Mashu is Asr, that's because Isser Mashu doesn't give a Tam whatsoever. So we see that something which doesn't give a tam bachlal, the Torah answers, it's a nice tam of gam also, the Torah is going to answer. Because we see you don't need a tam. In fact, the Rush, what are you talking about? There's a big difference between something which doesn't give a tam and something which gives a tam of gam. Something which gives a tam is, gives a tam just, something which doesn't give a tam bachlal, let's say Isra Mashu, in Echanami, there's still a shame Isra on it. It's just very, very small, so therefore it's because we consider it insignificant. When it comes to Chametz V'Pesach, we're going to be Machmer. Mashenkin is something which is nice in tam of gam. There, it's Pokah the Shem Isser meaning. And the pocket of Shemus Mine is not going to be, you can't be Madame Isser Mashu to Nesam of Gam. Isser Mashu gives a tam. It's just very small, so you don't taste it. Nesam of Gam, it gives a bad tam. It gives a bad tam. It's pocket of Isser Mine. Therefore, it's not going to be also. We could say, look, the Rajba Lishitose. We said before in the Pshan, the Rajba is, the Rajba holds that the only tam that the Torah asserted is tam, which is Lishvach. We learned that of Mishras, that the only tam that the Torah asserted is tam, which is Lishvach. Tam, which is not Lishvach, then the Torah didn't ask such a thing. Memela Isser Mashu, it doesn't give not a tam l'shvach not l'fgam, and a chanam l'chur should be mutter. And even so, we see the Torah asr it, in Vazir, it's tam l'fgam, it's mutter. Is going to be mutter, is going to be asr also. Mele, clap the second shayla that we had, what's the svar chitzayin? Did the Torah asr tam which is l'shvach, and anything which is not l'shvach is going to be mutter? Or did the Torah say, any tam is asr? If it's l'fgam, then it's going to be pokashim v'simineh. L'chur also be telling this machlekes. According to the Rajba, the etzem, the only thing the Torah asr, we learn out of Mishnah, the only thing the Torah asr is tam which is l'shvach. Anything which is not the Shvach, the Torah didn't answer. And Mamela, Sai Isser Mashu, Sai Nesim Lafkam, L'chur would be Mutter. We see the Torah answers Isser Mashu, then the Torah answers Nesim Lafkam also. So the last Shita that we have over here is the Shita Sarajid. And which is the Ra'am Medek Abayis, is Marich, on Yud Tesamad Aleph. That he also answers the question of the Rishonim. The Ran and the Rajba asked, how do we learn out the Nesim Tam Lafkam of Kalim from Nevela? Nevela is Srucha Lagamri. And Neis and Tam of Gam and Kalim is not Tzuruch Lagamri. It's only Pogamashu. Says the Ra'a, it's not true. The only, in the Chanami, Kalim Shein Ben Yerim is also Pogam Lagamri. The Taka is no difference. There is no difference between a case of the only time that the Torah mattered in Isser is only when you have Pogam Lagamri. Sai when it's Nevela Tzurucha, Sai Blias. One place seems to say that the Blias are Mamish in Rui Lager after a day. One place says it's Nisiavish Lagamni. It's Mamish, it sounds like it's not even there. Pogam Lagamni. Ah, we have a big question. Chaim Tzitzich Grisin. Chaim Tzitzich Grisin isn't Pogam Lagamni. Mainly says Chaim Tzitzich Grisin is only Tam. That's not considered Mamashis. Blias is considered Mamashis. Right? When the Blias are inside of the wall, they're not Bitaridis, Fekhtara. Then everybody's going to be Mazmi. That's like Nevelo. Nevelo, which is Be'en. Isser, which is Be'en and not in Bitaridis. The only time that it's become mutter is when it becomes tzuruch lagamri. So, Mela, if you have blias inside of a kli, blias of isser inside of a kli, the only way that it's going to be mutter is if it's tzuruch lagamri. Right now, it's not tzuruch lagamri. So now that it goes into tarivis, it's going to be mutter. You have to already be mavata. It was already utzer beforehand. It was utzer beforehand. It's like a nevela, which is not even masrachas. You stick the nevela now into a tarivis. The nevela is not masrachas lagamri. The nevela is going to be utzer. So too, you have blias. Blias of Isser inside of a pot. They're Be'en. The only way to matter Isser Be'en is if it becomes Tzuruch Lagamri. So now that you put it into Tarevis, why is it going to be Mutter? The Zifra is not going to be Mutter. Unless it becomes Pogam and Gansen, it's not going to be Mutter. Choyim Mitzvah Grisin, there it's different. Choyim Mitzvah Grisin, what do you have in the Grisin? He says, what you have in the Grisin is only Tam. You don't have any Mamashas, all you have is Tam. In fact, the Rajm is bearing the bias. What are you talking about? Greece, Mamash is Gadol Mizeh. But we already saw such a Muslim. We saw in the city of Tam Keker that milk going inside of a piece of meat, as she says, is considered Tam, not considered Mamashas. Says the Ra'ah, that's also. The Chuyim Mitzvah Greece is only considered Tam. Since Tam is only also in the Rabbanon, the very old Tam Keker is allowed there, Hitzel. So Mamela, they were makel by such a thing that it doesn't have to be Pogam Lagamri. But Be'etzem, any Tam which is Aser Midaraisa, the Tam is Aser Bifnei Atzmai, the only way that it's going to become Mutter is if it becomes Saruach to the point that it's not Roi Lachim. And it's really, he says, when I get to the pot, when you have Blias inside of the pot, he says, those Blias are Be'en, the only way that they become Mutter is if they become Saruach Lagamri. He says, Mamela, you're not allowed to cook in such a pot, because you're being Mevatel Isser Lechapchilim. And it's you know, so you can't cook in such a pot because those blias are usher until it becomes a ruch lagam. The Ra also holds kenzain alpi derazeh that if you have akbar, which is disgusting, something which the Torah didn't usher, zvuvim nimalim, which are not mafurish in the Torah later, the Torah only said shrotim are usher, but didn't say what type of shrotim are usher. Kenzain, the only type of shrotim that are usher are frogs, which taste delicious, but something which is disgusting, nafshe shrotim katabehem. In a chanami, that's like Nevela Masrachas. In other words, the Ra'ah holds that anything which is Tzuruch Lagamri is Mutter. If it's not Tzuruch Lagamri, it's Aser. Tzuruch Lagamri means Nevela, means Blias, Shein Ben Yerim, and Tzuruch Lagamri Shkotzim, which are Saruch Lagami, Nasha Shalat and Patsamim, are also Mutarim, because they don't have such an Isser. And in a Hanami, there would be Mutar to eat the Shkotzim, even though the Ran brings down such a Ravid, he says, also be Yodit to say a Zapshat. That's the Chur, the other Pshat in the Nesit HaMlachgah. Not like the Rajban and the Ran. The Rajban and the Ran, they go that the Limud from Nevela, or wherever we learn it out from, that you don't need that the Nesin Estam should be, when it's in a Tarevis, only when it's Be'en, you need that it should be Saruach Lagami to be Mutar. When it's in a Tarevis, even if it's Pogum a little bit. The Rabbit says no, it has to be Pogum, they're all. It has to be Pogum and Gansen for it to be Mutar. Pogum, then it's not Pogum and Gansen in a Hanami. It's not going to lose its Isser, and it's going to be also Bachim.